Hello and welcome back. We're going to discuss departures from the cost basis of inventory measurement. Generally, companies should use historical cost to value inventories and cost of goods sold. However, some circumstances justify departures from historical cost. One of these circumstances is when the utility or value of inventory items is less than their cost. A decline in the selling price of the goods or their replacement costs may indicate such a loss of utility. Companies should not carry goods in the inventory at more than their net realized value. Net realized value is the estimated selling price of an item less the estimated costs that the company incurs in preparing the item for sale and selling it. Damaged, obsolete, or shop-worn goods often have a net realized value lower than the historical cost and must be written down to the net realized value. However, goods do not have to be damaged, obsolete, or shop-worn for this situation to occur. Technological changes and increased competition have caused significant reductions in selling prices for such products as computers, TVs, DVDs, and digital cameras. To illustrate a necessary write-down in the cost of inventory, assume that an auto dealer has a demonstrator on hand. The dealer acquired the auto at a cost of $18,000. The auto had an original selling price of $19,600. Since the dealer used the auto as a demonstrator and the new models are coming in, the auto now has an estimated selling price of only $18,100. However, the dealer can get the $18,100 only if the demonstrator receives some scheduled maintenance, including a tune-up and some paint damage repairs. This work and the sales commission cost of $300. The net realized value of the demonstrator then is $17,800, which is the selling price of $18,100 less the costs of $300. For inventory purposes, the required journal entry is required. So you have the loss due to decline in market value of inventory, which is a debit for $200, and you're going to deduct that from your merchandise inventory, again, with a credit of $200. And your comment is simply to write down inventory to a net realized value with a brief definition of how you arrived at the $200. This entry treats the $200 inventory decline as a loss in the period in which the decline utility occurred. Such an entry is necessary only when the net realized value is less than cost. If net realized value declines but still exceeds cost, the dealer would continue to carry the item at cost. The lower of cost or market method is an inventory cost method that values inventory at the lower of its historical cost or its current market replacement cost. The term cost refers to historical cost of inventory as determined under the specific identification, the FIFO, the LIFO, or the weighted average inventory method. Market generally refers to a merchandise item's replacement cost in the quantity usually purchased. The basis assumption of the lower cost of market method is that if the purchase price of an item has fallen, its selling price also has fallen or will fall. The lower cost of market method has long been accepted in accounting. Under the lower cost method, inventory items are written down to market value when the market value is less than the cost of the items. For example, assume that the market value of the inventory is $39,600 and its cost is $40,000. Then the company would record a $400 loss because the inventory has lost some of its revenue generating ability. The company must recognize the loss in the period that the loss occurred. On the other hand, if inventory Ending inventory has a market value of $45,000 and a cost of $40,000. The company would not recognize this increase in value. To do so would recognize revenue before the time of sale. If the lower cost of market is applied on an item-by-item basis, ending inventory would be $5,000. The company would deduct the $5,000 ending inventory from cost of goods available for sale on the income statement and report this inventory in the current asset section of the balance sheet. Under the class method, a company applies lower cost of market to the total cost and total market for each class of items compared. One class might be games, another might be toys. Then the company values each class at the lower of its cost or market amount. If the lower cost market is applied on the total inventory basis, ending inventory would be $5,100, since total cost of $5,100 is lower than the total market of the $5,150. An annual report of DuPont contains an actual example of applying lower cost of market. The report states that substantially all inventories are valued at cost as determined by the last in, first out, which is the LIFO acronym, which is the last in, first out method. In aggregate, such valuations are not in excess of market. The term in the aggregate means that DuPont applied lower cost of market to total inventory. To demonstrate the lower of cost or market method, we use three items. You can see 100 units for the unit cost of $10 and a unit market price of $9. So you have the total cost and then you have the total market cost. So you're going to choose the lower cost of market on an item-by-item basis. And for a final inventory valuation of $5,000. You're just going to take your unit cost and what the market value is and do that for the next three units. A company using periodic inventory procedure may estimate its inventories for any of the following reasons. To obtain an inventory cost for use in monthly or quarterly financial statements without taking a physical inventory. The effect of taking a physical inventory can be very expensive and disrupts normal business operations. Once a year is often enough. To compare with physical inventories to determine whether the shortages exist and to determine the amount recoverable from an insurance company when fire has destroyed inventory or the inventory has been stolen.